Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to your Legacy Podcast, where you already know we keep it real, so y'all know the deal. I'm your host, Alizé Mills. I like how that rhymed. And this is the Legacy Podcast, okay? So, today's topic is really going to be called... Give me one second, because I actually wrote this down. Now, the reason, here we go. Hold on. I want to say cut too deep, actually. It was in my journal. I decided to write it down, and it was basically about things that I was, you know, thinking about and things that were going through my mind. I want to start off by saying that if you do not like to hear curse words, if you do not like to hear, you know, anything that is explicit, then I suggest you don't come on here, because I'm gonna be very transparent with anything that I talk about, okay? Yes, the topic. Here we are. It only cuts deep, okay? So I had to actually write about that, and I'm actually going to read you guys what I journaled today, okay? And basically my thoughts and everything that was going through my mind. So, but before we get into that, I would like to say that I do appreciate the people who come on here who do, you know, listen to the Legacy Podcast. It's real, baby. Because I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I don't do this just for no reason. I do this because I feel like, regardless, I was told that if you can reach just one person, that's all that matters. You can change people's lives. You can help give people realization, even if they're in a stagnant position in their life and they feel like everything's falling apart. You can help heal people, okay? And I believe that's something that I'm meant to do while being on this earth. Regardless of the days that I wake up, even when, you know, I mean, regardless of the days that I wake up, regardless of anything that I myself am going through, I still, you know, I feel like I can still focus my attention on helping another individual rather than focusing on the circumstances that are around me and are present within my life at this moment. So I do want to let you guys know that I do this because this is passion, and I'm very passionate about what I do. I do put my heart into the things that I do. And also, I am the type of person where when I'm very passionate about a project, I literally, my mind is just so far gone to making that project or that specific thing better and greater and, you know, expanding, you know, and coming up with new ideas. Now, sometimes, you know, sometimes there are certain things that stop me, certain things that I allow to get to me, and that's my everyday life and the things that I go through. But at the same time, I tell myself, regardless of that, I think I could put my attention towards something else and not worry and focus on the circumstances of my life, but focus on more of giving gratitude and being grateful for the things that I have right now that are in my life. Okay. So without further ado, I would like to share with y'all, this is what I wrote in my journal. Okay. This is... Now, this is something that's very personal, because I decided to go back and I decided to, you know, I have a sense of awareness, and meaning that when, let me explain, because some people don't really understand what I'm saying. When you're in therapy, the most important thing to remember is that you must have a sense of awareness. you must be aware, and you must be aware of your actions, your mistakes, and you must be able to take full responsibility for your life. You must be able to take full responsibility for you, you know, for the things that you do, okay, on an everyday basis. Understanding that, yes, these things have happened to you in your past, that's understandable. No one is saying that what happened in your past, no one cares, or no one is saying that, oh, that doesn't matter, or, you know, just accept it. It is what it is. But it's more of so being able to look back, accept that it has happened. And I was listening to a motivational video, and I remember hearing Oprah say, forgiveness is not accepting of accepting what the other person did, but accepting what has happened to you. I believe that's how she said it, but more so as in, I accepted that this happened to me, and now I have to remember that what that person did. But to explain it so people don't get on here getting confused, what happened to you in your past does not mean that whatever that person did, or whoever those people were, what they did was wrong. That doesn't mean that, okay, you condoning like their bullshit. That's not what this is. It's more so of, this person did this to me, or I've been through this, whether this was sexual abuse, whether this was physical abuse, mental, spiritual, emotional, whatever you went through. It doesn't mean that, okay, what that person did was right. No, absolutely not. What that person did was wrong. Okay, so that means you accept what has happened to you, because we can't go back in our past and we cannot change it. Okay, this isn't a time machine. We can't travel back and say, okay, this is what I want to do. And I hear some people saying that, you know, for manifesting, you can rewrite your past and rewrite. No. When your past, everything, let me tell you something, things that we go through is what helps us to actually become stronger individuals. You see what I'm saying? See, it's not what we go through, but it's how we overcome the situation. And I'm not saying what you went through or what I went through, what anyone has went through, is it doesn't matter. It does. But if we continue to hold on to that, we only continue to put ourselves in a stagnant position in our life, and we allow people to have power over us. And that is where we have to take our fucking power back, and we have to say, okay, this is not the time. Like, I can't allow this person to have power over me, because if I don't forgive you, then I'm gonna continue. That's why I call this, it cuts deep, because I'm gonna bleed on the ones who don't deserve it. You know how when you have a scab, for example, you have a scab and then you pick it and then it starts to bleed. Okay, it was a scab, it was healing, but you decided to pick at it and it starts to bleed. So then it's a new scab, it's open, it's fresh. So if any germs, any bacteria can get inside of it, because now you've reopened the wound. And if you don't allow the wound to heal, you will bleed, and you'll bleed and over and over. And let me tell you something. It's not even just the fact that you'll bleed. The wound will get bigger and bigger and bigger, and it will never heal. Okay. We might as well say you could get a fucking infection. Okay. Cause you really can, because now the wound is open. Now you've allowed germs. Now you've allowed bacteria. Now it's an infection. So it's just like the same thing when it comes to people. If we don't heal the wounds that we had from our past, we take that out on other people. We put ourselves in a stagnant position in our lives, and we bleed on those who don't deserve it. The reason I said that I have a sense of awareness is because I started to realize that. I started to realize that I was putting myself in a position of feeling like I wasn't good enough, feeling like everyone is going to leave me because of what my mother did. My mother abandoned me, especially when I needed her the most. She wasn't there. So with her abandoning me and not being there when I needed her, that put me in a position of, it's all stems from, I'm telling you, it's psychology. This is a psychological fact. It always stems back to what happened at home. It doesn't matter what anyone says, you could look this up, because majority of our actions, our habits, the things that we say, the things that we do, how we and how we project the certain type of energy is due to past experiences that we have been through. And subconsciously, those past experiences, it goes deeper into because our subconscious is really the habits that we obtain is through subconscious. It's subconsciously through the mind. And majority of the time when we act a certain way or someone does something, we forget that we're in the present moment and we are more so, okay, this person did the same thing that my granny did, or this person said the same thing that my ex-boyfriend said, or ex-girlfriend, or this person did this, this person did that. Man, you just like this. I'm pretty sure you guys have heard of people saying, oh, you just like my ex, or you're just like this person, you do me just this way, because they subconsciously are acting out, okay, due to past experiences, because subconsciously their mind is taking them back to the past. Okay, so I would say it's good to have patience with people like this, because when you don't have patience, you yourself, you're not perfect. Nobody is perfect. Okay, and sometimes it and I know this because I have borderline personality disorder. I am quick to attach myself to somebody. I am quick to assume that this person will leave me, but because my inner child knows, okay, because subconsciously I was already neglected by my mother, right? And see, the reason I say subconsciously is because I was very young, okay, and consciously I was not aware of what was going on that was around me. I was a child. There's certain things I don't remember. There's certain things that I do. My memory can go only so far. But I feel like that's because through time and throughout time and throughout growth, a growth period in your life, you start to block out certain things that have happened to you. That's why certain people will say, okay, I can only remember certain things. Or some people can remember all the way back until they were children. I can't. Some people can't because, you know, there's certain things that block that out. And sometimes I also feel that that can actually be because of multiple personality disorder and, you know, stuff like that. That's what I believe. I'm not saying this is a fact. I'm just saying, okay? So don't be in here saying that Alizé is hot shit and she said this and you look it up and it ain't true. No, but, you know, study it for yourself, I would say. You know, you don't have to believe what I'm saying. This is just my personal perspective. So, from what I've experienced. So basically, like I was saying, it was more so of, okay, my mom abandoned me, so everybody else would do the same. And see, that alone is in a negative manifestation of itself, okay? Even when it comes to relationships with people, majority of my life I've had a hard time being able to build strong connections or relationships with people, because I have this point in my life where I isolate myself from people. I really do, because I never liked being in the same category as other individual category. I never liked being in the same place as other individuals, because at one point in my life I did not like people. I didn't like being around people. Even when I go to the store, I don't like to, you know, people will smile at me and say, hey, how you doing? Or, you know, you look nice today. You know, people smiled at me, you know, had good conversation with them. But I'm not saying now I don't like people. No. That was then. This is now. Now things have changed. You know, I just kind of stay. I'm social, but I'm not social. So because I've stayed so much in the house, in the room, okay, that to the point where now I put myself in a position of when I go outside, I'm like, damn, how do I act and converse with other people, you know? So it's basically like that. But when I was younger, I didn't like too many different personalities. That's why I was me. It's more so Alizé can only be, you know, she can't be in an environment full of different people, especially different personality. Everybody has different personality traits. Everybody has different morals, backgrounds. So it's tough for me to assimilate to those certain things with other individuals. So that's why I've always liked to stay by myself. So basically, I realized that I was taking things out on, I was taking things out a bit. Not taking things out on my significant other, but it was just more so I was aware that I was putting myself back into the same position that I did before. And I told myself, I can't allow this to continue to happen. So what I needed to do was I needed to write down, why do I feel the way that I feel? And I found out the reason why I have the low self-confidence. I have the low self, you know, I don't feel as confident as I would. But it helps me because now I'm back on my meditation, even just 10 minutes every morning. And I'm putting more of my focus on things that I love, which is my podcast and my book, and really not putting too much focus or attaching myself. Because when you attach yourself to people, you can't give people and put that power in another person's hands because people don't know what to do with it. And sometimes when we think that we're alone, we're not alone because our spirit guides are there. The universe is within us. Our angels, our ancestors are within us, or whatever you guys believe in. So, you know, it's more so of, we feel alone because it's like nobody understands. But then sometimes we have to put ourselves in this position of, let me talk to myself. Let me get more, you know, closer to myself and see the things that I like and don't like. You know, let me learn some stuff about myself. So I realized that I was actually putting myself in a position of going back into thinking that, okay, this person is going to do me a certain kind of way, or this is, you know, this is what I'm seeing, this is what I'm getting. And then my trust issues started to come in. And then I started to think of my past. Then I started to think of my past relationships. Then I started to think of my past with my mom. All of these things started to occur, and all of these things, these problems and stuff. And I needed to stop. So what I decided to do was I decided to journal, and I decided to write out how I felt, and I decided to grab it and say, look, listen to some motivational videos and say, you know what? Everything is working out in my favor. I'm a very, very big believer of the law of attraction and the law of assumption. Okay. And if you or anyone who knows of Neville Goddard or Reverend Ike Legacy, okay, he was not a Christian, but he wanted to convert Christians into believing more of the law of attraction. Neville Goddard wanted to convert people into believing the law of assumption. I don't want to say use convert, but I say that because he went by the law of assumption. Neville never mentioned the law of attraction. So do not be on here saying that Neville Goddard believed in the law of attraction. No. And Bob Proctor goes deep into the law of attraction and what the law of attraction really is. You attract, it is what you are. Okay. So, that's why they say become, it is what you desire. You become it. So basically, I decided to journal some things, and I decided to, you know, be able to let go because I needed to get that out. And letting go and forgiving is not something that's easy. I used to say, I forgive my mother, I forgive my dad, but I didn't know what I was forgiving them for. And I already wrote out a forgiveness letter with my father, and I put that aside. So now it's time for me to slowly unravel my mom and to not hold on to so much negativity, because she cannot have this power over me. And I have to take this back, because with her absence of not being in my life, it makes me stronger. So here we go. I'm gonna go ahead and we're gonna get into this. All right. Dear journal, I decided to write a forgiveness letter to my mother. I realized that all this time I have been holding on to pain and the absence of my mother abandoning me in a time of need. I lied once saying I forgave my mother, but really never did. I hadn't realized that my lack of confidence and feelings and feeling like everyone that's in my life will leave stems from that very point in my past. My inner child is still hurt and is in pain because of this. I need to continue where I left off, and that's doing shadow work, loving myself, and accepting what has happened to me, rather than holding on to past hurt and past pain. It only cuts deep and makes matters worse. It is time to let go and allow myself to heal mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It was not my fault. I can't change what happened to me in my past. I can only accept that it has happened and move on, and to be grateful for where I am today and give gratitude and thanks rather than focusing on circumstances. I do not blame my mother for my actions or my current state. I take accountability. I cannot continue to bleed on those who don't deserve it. And I realized I am loved, I am valued, and I am wanted because I love, value, and want me. So basically, that's what I wrote in my journal. I decided to go ahead and I wrote a forgiveness letter. Okay. So I want to go ahead and share with you guys that forgiveness letter. Okay. So here we go. Dear Mom, you were never there. You left me at the time I needed you the most. And I still have abandonment issues with assuming everyone will leave me, use me, neglect me, just like you. I hated you for so long, even when you called me and threatened me, I was done with you. You blamed my father for him being physically abusive and lying, but you never took ownership of your part, your responsibilities. A child needs both parents. Sadly, there was just one. You chose drugs over me, your firstborn. You lied to me and still played victim till this day. I realize your absence hurt me, but I cannot continue to live this way. And I feel the way I do because you were never a real mother. I'd rather say I acknowledge your wrongs and faults as a parent. I accept that you were absent from my life and never stepped up as a mother. I accept the threats you told me before the day of my birthday. I accept the missed birthdays, holidays, graduations, and lies, the dishonesty. I accept what has happened to me. I accept the fact of you being on drugs. I accept your lack of effort that was put in as a parent. I accept the physical abuse I went through with my father. I refuse to hold on to this and to realize people that love me are not you. I am not you. I've made mistakes as well, all because I was hurt. I forgive you. I genuinely, truly forgive you. Because if you knew better, you would have done better. I am not and refuse to condone your actions because you were wrong, but I have to let this go and move on. Your absence made me stronger as a woman, and I thank you for that. Sincerely yours truly, Alizé Mills. So, after I wrote that, I felt like it put me in a position of, I started to feel a little bit better because I felt like I had a great weight lifted off my shoulders. But I needed to be honest with myself. And I think that's something that we don't do. We're not honest with ourselves. And we just sweep shit under the rug. Or we run. Sometimes when we go through situations, we run, meaning that we shut down. But that's only because we shut down because we've opened up time and time again in our past that we don't know how to open up to somebody who really does care. We don't know how to really just say, okay, this person really gives a fuck about me. You know, and when that person is there, or those people that are in our lives that are there, we do push them away because of things that we've been through. And I say that it's totally understandable. But at the same time, is it worth pushing the right, not even the right people, is it worth pushing the ones that love you the most, support you, motivate you, and are always there for you when you need them away? It's not. But we react because our subconscious is protecting us. We react because at those moments, we're not in the present moment. I realize the majority of the time when I get upset, it's because my mind is going back to the past. But my past is not here. I can't allow my past to have access to my present, because my present will only fuck up my future. I can easily tell and say, I hate my mom, you know, and have her have so much power, or I could just say, I forgive her. And what she's done, she would have knew if she would have, if she knew better, she would have done better if she knew better. Because we want people to forgive us, but we don't want to forgive other people. And that's not right. That's not fair. People will call me a narcissist. People will call me a bad friend. Will call me a bitch. People will call me all types of stuff. And that's something I'm writing in my book. People will say Alizé selfish. Alizé doesn't care about nobody. But people don't try to understand me. When I stop talking, it's not because I hate you. It's not because it's a fuck you. But come and ask me. Are you okay? Do you want to talk about it? What are you going through? I'm here for you. Sometimes people need that reassurance. And I'm gonna be honest with you. People with BPD, yes. Even bipolar disorder, yes. Depression, yes. Anxiety, yes. Reassurance, yes. Patience. Because when you're not patient with other people, that means, for one, you're not patient with yourself. And sometimes we gotta give people, and let me tell you something, when people do need time to themselves, we give them that time. We say, okay, look, this is how I'm feeling. Sometimes it's hard for people to communicate how they feel because they've opened up and they have expressed themselves for such a long time that in the past they expressed themselves and people shut them down. That's how I've always been. I've always been the type to where I would express myself, but people would shut me down to where I can't really express myself. And I can't get my point across because it's like, or I can't just be like, you know what, I want to say something because I feel like my throat chakra is just closed. Because at one point I've expressed myself. And people have looked at me like, girl, it ain't nothing wrong with you. Girl, you just too young. You a kid. What you depressed about? Why you depressed? I'm depressed because I'm going through this. But you don't understand, or you don't get the many intrusive thoughts that keep coming, and they keep piling up like a pile of rocks. You're not understanding that that maybe there could be something going on. I could be getting bullied at school. Anything could be happening. You don't know what's going on because you don't ask me. You don't try to understand me. You don't try to get me. You don't try to sit me down and say, look, I'm here for you. Sometimes people don't need to have a conversation. Sometimes people don't want a rebuttal. Sometimes people don't want you to talk. They just want to vent. People want to vent. Sometimes people just want to cry. And they want to cry in your arms. And they just want you to hold them because of the pain, because of the anger, because of the sadness, because of the depression, because of everything that they're going through and everything that they can't hold on to. Sometimes silence and just you being there is greater than anything. So it only cuts deep if you allow it to cut deep. If you allow it to put you in a state
of put you in a state of negativity. Excuse me.
Put you in a negative state. It only cuts deep. The wound gets bigger. The wound gets bigger and it's starting to become an infection. And I have to stop myself and say, wait, I don't want an infection. I don't want to get infected. I don't want that. Because it doesn't matter. The same cycle over and over and over again. Okay? So, I want to say that for anyone who is going through anything, understand that, baby, it is only temporary. It is not going to last forever. Okay? It's only temporary. Why? Because the things that we go through in our lives, and even if a person that you love is going through something and they may not be talking to you right now, don't take it personal. Because let me tell you something. Some people shut down. They shut down for a reason. And you got to put yourself in that person's shoes. You got to ask yourself, damn. You know? And you don't want to be... You got to ask yourself, okay, wait a minute. Let me put myself in that person's perspective. They're doing a lot of shit. You know, they're going through a lot of stuff. I don't know what they could be going through. Or they could explain to you. Some people will communicate that to you and let you know that, hey, this is what I'm going through right now. And I just feel like I need my space. And that's understandable because that's what's needed. People need their space. Some people just need time to themselves. And it's okay because even if it's a day or two, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people do need time to themselves. We all do. Because when we're going through something, you know, and we feel alone, we wonder who can we turn to? Because majority of the time, the people that we think we can turn to is only going to give us a rebuttal and then say, oh, you're not the only one going through something, or you're not the only one that's suffering. You're not the only one that got to do this. You're not okay, but it's not about you. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying how I'm feeling right now. I'm trying to open up to you and vent to you as a loved one or as a friend or as a significant other and tell you how I'm feeling, and you want to turn it on you, and then you want to turn into a situation that's all about you, and it's not about you. It's not about you. It has nothing to do with you. Then I have to put myself in a position of, okay, I have to play the bad guy. I have to be, okay, I'm the bad guy now because I decided to open up and vent to you and tell you how I'm feeling. You either decided to A, not listen, B, take everything that I said and then switch it around and say, oh, that's on you, or, oh, well, you other people are going through way worse, or okay, I understand that, but you're not getting that this is how I'm feeling, and I'm coming to you not because I want to hear you speak, but because I just want to vent to you. Maybe I just want to cry. See, I'm that kind of person where you come to me and you just want to cry, I'm open arms. You can cry in my arms. I'm here for you. Because I'm strong enough to handle that. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Go ahead and start subscribing to my YouTube channel, The Daily Dose of Alizé. Okay? And like I said, it only cuts deep if you allow it to cut deep. It only cuts deep if you keep allowing it to cut deep. So what I say is, be able to, if you have an open wound that you haven't healed, take some time to yourself, allow it to heal, and keep allowing it to heal. Once it becomes a scab, don't pick at it. Allow it to heal. Okay? Because once you pick at it, it's open again. Some people will trigger it. It becomes open again. But sometimes we have to ask ourselves, is it me or is it that person's own view and conception of themselves? You get what I'm saying? So look at the bigger picture. and understand that you are loved. And if you need anybody, I'm here. I hope y'all enjoyed this. This was the Legacy Podcast. We're signing out in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.